This is a CHOI news report. On Saturday, November 4th, about 300 people marched through downtown Nanaimo calling for a ceasefire in Israel's escalating war in Gaza. It was part of a national day of action that saw protests take place in over two dozen cities in Canada. According to the Gaza Ministry of Health, over 4,000 children have been killed since the start of Israel's attack on Gaza, following the attacks by Hamas into Israel on October 7th. The Gaza Ministry of Health says over 8,000 children have been injured and 1,250 are missing. Hamas's attack on October 7th killed 1,400 Israelis, many of them civilians, including children, and over 200 people were captured and are being held hostage in Gaza. The Gaza Ministry of Health says over 10,000 people in Gaza have been killed since October 7th. Mimi Madrick came to Canada as a refugee from Syria in 2016, where she lost two brothers in that country's brutal civil war. She was carrying a mock corpse at the protest with a white sheet wrapped around it.
More than 4,000 kids have been killed in Gaza in less than a month, and it's just so sad. Those kids had dreams and life to live.
Madrick says that she remembers the airstrikes when she was a child in Syria during the civil war.
I left Syria when I was a kid because bombing was everywhere. We could be dead at any moment. And we were, most of my siblings were just babies. So my parents were really, really scared. We left Syria because of the airstrikes and bombing. And we left my two brothers who died because they couldn't get out. And yeah, I've lost so many family members there. So it's still going to this moment, and it's really the same thing in Palestine happening. So it's really sad, and you can't do anything about it.
Salma Fargala is from Egypt and was one of the organizers for the protest in Nanaimo.
We're here today asking for a immediate ceasefire and to end the siege on Gaza, and to ask Canada to stop its complicit action towards Israel, supporting it and funding it with weapons. And we want this genocide to end, because this is not fair, and enough is enough.
Lynette Harper is a second-generation Canadian with roots in Lebanon who is marching carrying a homemade sign reading Stop the Genocide.
Well, one feels connected to that area. I mean, I'm almost 70 years old, and throughout that time, the Palestinian territories have been occupied, and there's been violence and so much oppression of the people there. So, of course, I care.
The march stopped at the constituency office of NDP Member of Parliament Lisa Marie Barron, who had called for a ceasefire and an end to the occupation earlier in the week. Zaina Keshawi, who's from Gaza City, was one of several activists who spoke to the crowd in front of her office.
We condemn the Canadian government for failing to call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, lift on the siege to allow humanitarian access, an end to the settler violence and killings in the West Bank, and an end to the occupation of the Palestinian territories. Instead of supporting an immediate ceasefire, the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, has called for a humanitarian pause, as though providing Gazans a few sips of water between bombardments could be a proper response to the indiscriminate bombing and unfolding genocide.
Yoel Maruso marched wearing a traditional Palestinian scarf called a keffiyeh, with a sign reading "Why Israeli Apartheid" around his neck.
This conflict did not start on October the 7th. I think it started 75 years ago. The issue is apartheid. The issue is not borders. The issue is not the conflict. The border and the conflict are the products of apartheid. If there was no apartheid, there would be no conflict.
Justine Withley, a local human rights activist, was also at the march.
I'm here to support the freedom of Palestine and its people, and to initiate a ceasefire now on Gaza. We need to have our politics take a stance in Canada, because today, as a North American in Canada, all I can feel is shame. And so today I'm here to make a stance in North America of where we stand when it comes to genocide, occupation, and oppression.
Karen DeVito was on the Canadian boat to Gaza in 2011 that attempted to deliver medical aid to the besieged territory. The boat was intercepted in international waters by the Israeli Navy, and she was arrested and the aid was confiscated.
I would like to see the Canadian government call for a ceasefire right now. In fact, Justin Trudeau almost said it this morning.
We need to see a cease, We need to see a humanitarian pause so we can flow. We need to see ceasing of the levels of violence that we're seeing.
Please say ceasefire. Please say, at least, this is ethnic cleansing. This is what I'd like to see. That's what it is.
On Saturday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau spoke with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. According to a readout of the call, Trudeau, quote, expressed Canada's support for Israel and its right to defend itself in accordance with international law in the face of Hamas's brutal attacks. He also discussed the need to get Canadian citizens out of Gaza and thanked Israel for assurances that Canadians in Gaza would be able to leave in the coming days. An emergency protest for Gaza is planned for Wednesday, November 8th at 4 p.m. at Maffeo Sutton Park. For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.